I'm a wonderful writer. I was a very dramatic reader, a delightful person too. Please welcome Suzanne Owens.
Thank you, Ellen. That was a fantastic feature. I'm not kidding. I love the flute. I like those weird instruments coming in, you know, like flutes and what was the other one? Harp, oh yeah. Well, I've gone back 2 years to a book that I have already to send out about actresses famous, funky, and forgotten. So I thought I'd read something from it, even though you've all heard it, I suppose. But this is about a woman called Clara Bow. And she was born in 1905 and died in 1965. And the production of It in 1927 made her a star. And she was called the It Girl. Luminaries like Pickford and Davis, collectors of no bargain married studs, as dull as tennis, kept their mouths and doors shut while their legs hung open for souvenirs. But I refused to play the virgin, so I was tabbed the slut. Not because I didn't know, but because I didn't care. Now, my friends are those I knew before I paid taxes. Before I realized my dream about flapping my feathers and my fling as the It Girl, the flapper, before the stars clipped my wings, I had it, then it got me. When you're a pariah without social prestige or a neighbor, you gotta act regular. I told dirty jokes with explicit gestures, squatted on the floor at the punchline to make it realistic. The guests sniggered. I smoked, I drank, I refused to mute my common beginnings. High society grew as dizzy as a navel on a belly dancer when it looked down on the red beret of my low life. On my red sleeves, I wore my fame and candor. Well, I had to live with myself. Social climbers crumbled from their peaks of upper crust when they saw themselves in my gold high heels, my buckles, shockwaves of bare legs and lust. Although I preferred the friendship of children who said I was as soft as a kitten, they were forbidden to visit the outcast, the girl who had everything. Party invitations shrank. Oh, no, we can't have her. We don't know what she'll say. She's from Brooklyn, you know. I was nobody's Galatia. I didn't want crystal chandeliers. All I needed, one candle. Now I pass sleepless nights playing poker and parcheesi with the cook, darts with my maid and craps with my chauffeur. I was the shooter who lost the point against the future. Each moment snatched at forgetfulness, so each one failed to mature. But for the veneer, the love stick, the wing, the wick, the dong, and the loneliness, always loneliness, I am gone. Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne. One more hand for Suzanne Owens.